The gospel reading today, as our Lord gives us these three similes of the kingdom of heaven, the one thing that we recognize with all of them is that they are going to require a fair amount of work. So the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure that's buried in a field. It's going to take a lot of work to be able to find that treasure. Today you might have people wandering around with their metal detectors, but back in the day when Jesus was speaking, there was no such thing. Imagine having to dig around and dig around in a field until you found something that was buried. It's not going to be easy or quick. Same is true with trying to find that one pearl of great price. You've got to open up an awful lot of oysters before you're going to find that. And so it's a lot of work. It's hidden, it's buried, and it's going to take a lot of work to get at it. Same is true with the fish. They had to do the work. They had to put the net into the sea. They can't see the fish in the sea, and yet they have to lower their nets, and then they have to sort it all out. You recognize even those first two that even after they've done the work of finding the treasure that they were looking for and the work of digging it out, they then had to go and sell everything that they had to be able to obtain it. So there is a cost that is involved. There is a cost of time. There is a cost of energy. There is a cost of material things and material wealth as well. And the cost of the material wealth when it comes to the kingdom of heaven is not that you have to pay something for the kingdom of heaven, but rather when you find the kingdom of heaven within, nothing else compares. You're going to look around and recognize that all these things that I thought were so important really aren't. And in fact, some of them I need to get rid of because they're in the way. They may be sinful things. Some of them may not be sinful, but they're just in the way. They take too much time. They take too much of my effort. And I want to put that into seeking God. So we have to ask ourselves then, as we look at these three similes again, how important is finding the kingdom of heaven? By that, I don't mean how important is it for you to get to heaven. Hopefully that should be the first priority in our lives, since the church teaches us that that's what it's supposed to be, the salvation of our own soul. But deep within your own soul is buried the kingdom of heaven. How important is that to you to find? The person who wanted to find that treasure buried in the field, it had to be pretty important to him. The person looking for that one pearl of great price obviously was very important to him. What's the priority in our life? How important really is finding that hidden kingdom of heaven? Because we have to make an effort. God has already done what is necessary, but he's hidden himself. So just as he's hidden in the Holy Eucharist so that we don't see him or feel him or taste him or touch him, so he is hidden in the depths of our own being. And he's there in absolute silence. So we don't hear him screaming. We don't feel him present there. We can't see him with our eyes. But we have to be determined to find him. Just as the person digging out in that field couldn't see the treasure, couldn't feel it, couldn't hear it. There was nothing of the senses. It was buried. The person digging through the oysters, I'm sure, didn't start out by saying, I know that in this pile of oysters, there is the pearl that I'm looking for. I just need to find it. No, he just had to start digging and start working till he found what he was looking for, but he had no idea if it was even there. The difference is we know that it's there. But how important is it to find it? That's the question we have to look at. Because if finding the kingdom of God within is truly important to us, then we're going to spend the time. We're going to put forth the effort. We're going to work on getting rid of the things that aren't so important. But if the kingdom of God is just one thing among many, now then we're going to have our priorities probably a little mixed up. Doing this or that is more important. Spending my time doing these things is more important to me. Prayer, yeah, I'll say a few, but it's not that important. It is the most important. But is it for us individually? That's the question we all have to look at within our own selves. How important is this? God is there. If you're in the state of grace, he's there 24 hours a day. And he is waiting for us to find him. He's already found us. But he wants to know, how important am I to you? He's letting us know, you're so important to me that I'm coming to be with you. But I want to be important to you. That's the real issue. So something again for all of us to really ponder. Maybe as we start with Advent tomorrow, we can really look seriously at that question. Are we going to be able to spend this time seeking the Lord? Because that's what Advent is about. To come, that's what the word means. So the Lord wants us to come to him. He's already come to us. But now, do we really want to find him? The treasure that is buried within. The most valuable thing, if you want to say that, in all of creation, because he's not even created. So we have this special time coming now. And what a blessing that God has given us this time to really look seriously at this. Maybe learn from the three wise men to ask ourselves again, how important is this? Are we willing to leave everything behind and make this journey? Or is it really not that big a deal? We're just happy to know that he's there. Well, for him, it's the biggest deal of all. And he wants it to be for us too. So what a great blessing it would be if on Christmas morning we can all find the treasure that is buried within, the Lord Jesus, truly present in the very depths of our souls.